So if you would indulge me once more, I would ask you to stand for the reading of the gospel. John chapter 3, beginning with verse 14. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. We live in a world of absolutes. There are a lot of absolutes, you know. Just if you throw something up, it's going to come back down. Gravity. One-way street. You're absolutely only supposed to go in one direction on a one-way street. Though I have to admit that my last church, my office was across the street from the church. And there was a one-way street in front of us, in between us. And I used to sit there and look out the door and watch people going that way on a one-way street, you know. I guess they were only going one way, but wasn't the idea. You can't put a square peg in a round hole. 1 + 1 = 2. And when the ball breaks the plane of the goal line, it's a touchdown. Oh. Yeah. Unless you're playing New England Patriots, okay? I'm just saying. I got carried away there. The word of God is clear. Jesus is the only way to salvation. God, the creator of the whole universe. God who made everything out of nothing. God, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness, became one of us as a wee babe in the manger. Laid in an animal stable, born of a virgin, for our redemption because he loves us. Make no mistake about it. Christmas is not all about the gifts and decorations and the food and the music and the fun. Christmas is about salvation, a real gift from God. That salvation is found in Jesus and in no one else. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In Acts 4:12, the Word of God says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. No other name. I mean, there's a lot of famous people out there. Down through the years, all throughout history, we've had some amazing people who have done amazing things, wonderful things, terrible things. But not one of them can save us. Only Jesus. Romans 10:13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, Jesus, will be saved. When you call on the name of Jesus and you really believe in your heart in Jesus, you'll be saved. Nothing to worry about. John 3:17, which we read. For God did not send his Son into the world, born on this Christmas morning that we talk about and celebrate, born in that stable as a wee babe. God didn't do that to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Christmas. I love Christmas. I'm a Christmas fanatic. You know, my wife's sitting back here, and you ask her, I go overboard. Start with the Christmas music on cloudy, cool days in August and September. Yep. I start looking at Christmas stuff, buying decorations, even buying gifts. And, her rule is no decorating, no Christmas until Thanksgiving weekend. How many people agree with that? Bah, humbug. I say the sooner the better, you know. So I really do love Christmas. I love giving gifts most of all, no matter what it is. We should just get out there and give. I had so much fun this year with that giving away. During Sunday school hour, every Sunday, the first three Sundays in Advent, during Sunday school hour, we went out and gave gifts to people driving by the church. And we gave them to people walking down the street. Some of the youth group went down to the town and gave them to people on the street. We wrapped them up, and we just gave them to them and said, Merry Christmas from the United Methodist Church. That was so much fun. I love that kind of stuff. And I bring in gifts every service, and I give away a few, you know. Really expensive stuff, too. Stuff you get at the dollar store, you know. But, hey, it's not in the getting. It's in the giving. It's so much fun. And God had fun giving us his son, redemption, salvation, that wee babe in the manger. All these trappings, all these decorations, they're just reminders to us of the gift of Christmas, of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says that she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Sin is what separates us from God. Sin is what condemns us to eternal damnation in hell forever because we're separated from God. But because of Jesus, we're saved from that sin and we're made right with God. Matthew 1, 22 and 23 goes on to say that Jesus will also be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. Just like we're sitting there with each other, God is with us. Wherever we go and whatever we do, tonight, tomorrow, throughout this week, God is with us. Christmas is about our salvation. You know, and we can argue about a lot of things. We can argue about how much water you use for baptism. Oh, yeah. But, you know, do we sprinkle? Just flick it on there? Do we pour it on there? Do we dunk them, immerse them? We can agree to disagree. We can argue about it. I mean, there's some people that get real upset about that. We can talk about who can get communion and who can't, when you can serve it, how often you can serve it, what kind of the elements you can use for communion. We can talk about that. We can agree to disagree. You can do it your way. I'll do it my way. We can talk about membership, what you wear to church, how often you go to church, how long church should be. We can talk about all that, and we can do it differently. No problem. That's why we have all these different denominations. But when it comes to salvation, there is only one way. We can't get into heaven by being good, by putting money in the offering plate, though we like when you do. Oh, don't misunderstand me. Can't get into heaven by being better than the other guy. You can't get into heaven by sitting in the church pew, because sitting in a church doesn't make you a Christian any more than sitting in an airplane hangar makes you an airplane. It's a matter of your heart, of your relationship with Jesus, of believing in Jesus. We have to agree that the only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas is about. Whosoever really believes in Jesus, knows all there is to know about him, and obeys his commands, as it says in John 14, verse 15. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. God the Father made it real clear and real simple. It's Jesus. And yet people are always trying to find salvation some other way to get to heaven, using all kinds of crazy formulas. But I want to tell you, I love you. Whether I know you or not, I can tell you this for sure, that I love you. It has nothing to do with what you look like. It has everything to do with the love that God has put into my heart. God said, love them, and I do. I love you, and so because I love you, I want you to know that you can only get to heaven through Jesus. Don't put it off, but ask him into your heart. There is no other way. Only through Jesus. And I told this story before, but there was a man who had a farm. Him and his wife and children lived on this farm out in the country. And his wife was a real religious woman, and she would take the kids to church all the time. And they would ask him to go, and once in a while he would go. If they put on a play or something, he would go. But he said, basically, he says, I have a hard time believing that God, in order to save us, became one of us. A wee baby in a manger. Why would he do that? Why become one of us like that? Why not just snap his fingers and change everything? And he says, you know, it's okay for you to do that. You go ahead and go to church. Well, Christmas Eve rolled around, and she came to him, and it was a blustery, wintry day. Had snow coming down like crazy. She says, dear, do you want to go to church with us tonight? And he says, no. He said, you go. I'm going to stay here, read my paper. They had a four-wheel drive vehicle. He wasn't worried. She went out, took the kids, bundled them up, put them in the truck. They went to church. He sat there reading his paper by the fireplace, drinking his coffee, when all of a sudden he heard a loud something hit the window. And he thought, I wonder what that was. And all of a sudden, he heard it again. He opened up the curtains. There was a flock of geese in his front yard. And all of a sudden, one banged up against the window. They were trying to get in where the light was at. And he looked at the thermometer. Boy, the temperature was dropping. It was bitterly cold out there. And he knew that if those geese didn't find some shelter somewhere, they were going to die. Well, he loved animals. He thought, I'm going to try to get them into my barn. So he put on his hat and coat and gloves and boots, and he went outside. He went over to his barn, and he opened up the doors. They didn't budge. So he went over to his front yard, and he tried to shoo them. It's kind of like trying to herd cats. They went every different direction, and they wouldn't go towards the barn. So he went over to the barn, and he lit the light where all his other farm animals were inside, nice and warm. And he went back out again, tried to shoo them towards the light in the barn. They wouldn't go. He walked back over to the barn, and he stood there, and he said, God, if I don't do something, these geese are going to die. What can I do? And he pondered it, and he pondered it, and he thought, oh, all of a sudden he had an idea. He went and got one of his own geese, put it into a burlap sack, and he walked back out in the snow, and he went clean on the other side of the geese, and he dumped his goose out, and that goose flew right through that flock into that barn, because it knew that's where the safety was at, and that whole flock of geese followed it right into the barn. The man went over and put the light out, closed the doors, and as he closed the doors, he looked up, the snow falling into his face, and he said to God, I get it. I finally get it. We wouldn't follow anything else. We wouldn't follow anybody except one of our own. Somebody we can relate to. That's why you came and became one of us. Your son Jesus. Christmas is all about our salvation. It's God's gift to you and me. And it's a gift that God is telling us to give away to others. To people you know who are going through turmoil. Because you see, salvation doesn't begin just the moment we die, but salvation begins the moment that you ask Christ into your heart. And God will help you through this life with His Holy Spirit. There's no better gift than that. So embrace that gift, ask Jesus into your heart, and invite others to do the same. I was going to quit right there, and I probably should have, and I'll probably regret it later, but I've got this poem. I'm going to read this poem to you. "'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, in hopes that Jesus would not come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing a head. And Mom in her rocker, with baby on her lap, was watching the late show while I took a nap. When out of the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning just like he had said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. In the book of life, which he held in his hand, was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," my head hung in shame. The people whose names have been written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without sound, while all the rest were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all. God loves you, and so do I.